Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The feature's totally free. Let's go to the phone calls and talk to Pug in Canada. Pug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Am I here?
You are. What's on your mind, Pug?
I'm here. Okay. I'm glad that I finally got in with Gardner Wood around. I actually really like him as a host, a co-host, and I'm going to check out his shows as soon as I can figure out how to work his page.
Okay, thanks. We're redoing it. Thank you. I
like the pinstripes there.
Gardner's, Gardner's website, by the way, is libertyconspiracy.com.
Yeah, it's sort of a prisoner motif. You'll notice the prisoner stuff over there from the
sort
TV
of caramel
show.
Prisoner. But so anyways... It's just a simple question. Like, what, you know, you get those people who call in or, and they say, you know, the Constitution only applies to Americans, so these terrorists, we can lock them up and torture them and all that stuff, right?
Mm, they don't call in here too much, but yes, no, I do understand the sentiment.
So stupid.
I actually meant to call in on Saturday, but it was busy, so.
Well,
anyway,
I just wanted to mention there's a point that I make sure I don't forget because it has to do with the Padilla case, but go ahead.
I'm a Canadian, right? Yeah. So if I was traveling to the United States, do these people believe that it's A-okay to, you know, search me without consent, without reasonable grounds? Do they think it's okay to detain me for, you know, no reason whatsoever?
Probably, because they tend to think that way with Americans. So I don't see why they would think that way with you.
Good point, Ian.
And if they bring up the point, you know, Canada's the ally of the United States, they'd never do that. Well, what about, you know, the German callers, right? You got a guy from Germany who calls, and a guy from Sweden, a guy from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What about them? Would the people who are reluctant to imprison Americans, first off, reluctant to, you know, imprison Canadians, would they, you know, imprison a German or an Australian or something like that?
Yeah.
Or,
you know, you bring to mind two points, Pug, and the great insight, especially coming from Canada. You know the arrest they made over the past week and a half in those New Jersey slayings of those youngsters. One of them was just starting college. Those kids who were lined up and shot down in where is it, Newark, New Jersey, I think it was, or Trenton.
Mm. No, I hadn't heard about this.
All right, well, yeah, one of the guys was an illegal alien.
Oh no.
Okay. Now, and Geraldo Rivera actually makes great points about this on Fox News. He had five prior convictions. One of them was for child rape of a five-year-old girl.
Good Lord.
Okay? Now, all the neocons are out there, and some of the paleocons, too, are getting wrapped up in this. And they're saying, oh, if that man had only been taken care of properly under the immigration laws, he wouldn't have been around. He would have been deported. I was like, no, he would not have been deported. He would have been under trial. He would have been undergoing trial for child rape. They wouldn't have deported him to Mexico. They would have, if that had happened, and the guy had committed a crime in the United States and then escaped to Mexico, they would have asked for extradition. He wouldn't have been deported. So all these arguments that we constantly hear from these conservatives about that are totally bogus. And the reason that we have our constitutional protections are not just to protect United States citizens, but to put an umbrella of force onto the government that forces the government to operate in a certain fashion. So you should be afforded your rights against improper searches and seizures.
Right.
Just like Jose Padilla should have been given his right as an American citizen
in the beginning,
or anybody else.
Or the guys in Guantanamo or
the guys
whoever.
In Guantanamo, exactly. It is because those rules are there to make the government operate in
a certain way. My Declaration of Independence says that all men were created equal.
Right.
I don't know what these people's declarations say.
Sure. Right. In theory, the way I understand it, is that the U.S. Constitution applies to everyone in the world who comes in contact with the U.S. government. That's the way it's supposed to be, but we've all seen that the U.S. government could give a flip about what its founding documents say.
That was sort of the point. I mean, like, because if that's the only way it can possibly work. Otherwise, you know, if a Canadian comes in, they can do whatever they want. German comes in, they can do whatever they want, you know.
Yeah.
It can only work that way, or it's ridiculous and...
There you go, Pug. Any other thoughts?
Also, conversely, you could turn that around and say, what rights do Americans expect in other countries?
Oh, right. Man, great point.
Shouldn't we be crucified at the border if we go over to Canada to play at the casino?
You know, I've got a great suggestion for you. If you get an opportunity, go over to James Bovard's blog. It's jimbovard.com, okay? And I'm friends with James Bovard now. He's one of those guys that I always looked at as one of my heroes, and now I can sort of call him an acquaintance because I've had him on my show a few times. He's going to be on in the next couple of days. I'm not sure when. But James Bovard has a great number of points about the way they held Padilla and the way they treated that guy and things that Dick Cheney tried to do that nobody even knows about, and the claims that the Bush administration made about how they weren't shipping prisoners off to other countries, and then when it showed that
they were
shipping them, yeah, then they were saying, well, we're only shipping them to countries that promise they won't interrogate in certain ways and torture people, and yet those countries have been proven to torture people.
Right.
It's amazing.
They pinky swore, right? So it's okay.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Pug.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You're right. The door swings both ways. If we want Americans to be treated well around the world, then we should be setting the example for the rest of the world.
But our government doesn't care whether Americans are treated well around the rest of the world. They just don't.
Why should they care? They don't care about you. They're not there to protect you as much as they claim that they are. They're there to take your money. That's what they're there for.
I was reading also on the same blog, I was reading about waterboarding, and that was determined in 1947 to be a war crime. And it's incredible.
But not anymore, apparently.
Yeah, not anymore. And Dick Cheney...
It's not a war crime if we do it in America.
It's been reported by numerous people that Dick Cheney wanted to make sure that the rules for engagement, for interrogation, were so harsh that he wanted to tweak the rules so that interrogators could bring people to the point of system failure.
Just about dead.
Almost dead.
I just figured it out.
Yeah.
You said it was a war crime in the 40s. It's probably still a war crime today, which might be why they didn't declare war. If there's no declared war, you don't have any war crimes, do you? 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Tom,
yeah, a couple more inconsistencies about the Constitution. Somebody was bringing up about the foreigners. Well, Cubans being picked up by the U.S. Coast Guard in U.S. coastal territorial waters are summarily returned back to Cuba without due process of law.
Yeah, right. They can put a foot on the beach, they're okay, but if they can't, then they're gone.
But you see, they haven't really entered the United States yet. They're just in U.S. coastal territorial waters. Well, excuse me, but prohibition was the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution, and they were enforcing that all the way out to the boundary in U.S. coastal territorial waters.
They were as far as they feel like it.
In boats. Yeah. And the other inconsistency
it's
here...
It's all arbitrary, Tom. It's just up to the bureaucrats.
If you get arrested on Friday afternoon and they see the courthouse is already closed, so that means you're going to sit there and rot. Either you pay some extortionate fee to get bailed out, mm-hmm. or you're going to sit there and wait until
Monday.
Monday or Tuesday after the holiday weekend. So smart demanding the Martin Luther King holiday? That means you get an extra day to get the toilet plunger worked up your rear end. But that's because the courthouse isn't open and they can't arraign you on a Saturday. But gee, if they need a search warrant on a Saturday, they can get
that.
One. Mm. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden. But there's something somebody did about that Wednesday night in St. Louis, Missouri. Somebody fought back and gunned down a cop.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Tom does love a good gun-down cop.
He does enjoy those stories. Tom, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it as always. 1-800-259-9231.
Look. Gunning down the cop will not do you any good in the
there have been plenty of cops that have been
freedom.
Well, I mean, look at this.
Right, cops that get gunned down, it has nothing to do with it. All it's going to do is mark you as a madman.
Well, I mean, of all the cops that have been gunned down over time, it hasn't done a damn thing to change the system. Right?
No.
If you want to change the system, gunning down cops apparently isn't the solution. So 800-259.
They're just people, and you know, honestly, the bureaucrats don't care about them either.
That's true. They're just the grunts.
They're just the foot soldiers.
In fact, you and I, we've got a secret meeting with a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition tomorrow, Mark, and we may have a few insights into the world of law enforcement. He's a member of LEAP who's been listening to the show for the past several weeks while he's on the job, apparently. That's all I can say.
Not the first cop to do that.
There's a lot of members of LEAP, so there won't be any way for them to track him down. More on the way, and this is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and be a part of it, edit it, or just surf around. Wiki.freetalklive.com. WYKI.freetalklive.com.
SACL
CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231 to the amplifier line to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam, hello.
Hi, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
On our last call, we talked about network neutrality, and you and Mark were left with the opinion that any legislation around network neutrality would be a bad idea.
Any government regulation of the Internet, I oppose.
Okay. I want to see if I can swing you on that and give you some examples here.
Okay.
So, first off, I want to say network neutrality is in place today for AT&T. It was a condition of the Bell-South merger, but it's a temporary ban, and it's only 2 years.
So what are they banning?
They're not banning anything. What they're saying is that all traffic must be treated equally. And that's what the network neutrality crowd is really pushing, is legislation that says on your network you treat all packets.
But it's my network, sir.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but let me go further before
you don't own my network, do you?
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. I don't understand why somebody else should set the stipulations between me and the company with which I contract.
Give him his shot. He's
go
trying
ahead.
To sway us.
He wants
here.
To make
no,
a point.
I,
go ahead.
I agree. They should be able to do whatever they want. However, in our current regulatory environment, that just doesn't work. Okay.
It's been working so far, but go ahead.
Well, not really, though. Comcast has already started blocking BitTorrent traffic, so if you need to get a Linux ISO or a new operating system, that's the way those are distributed nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Okay.
All right.
So switch providers, but go ahead.
Right.
Your point.
Now, AT&T is really in bed with the government. They, in their main server rooms and Internet backbone data centers, the government has a room with, no windows, a door, all kinds of fiber running into it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is AT&T will pipe in whatever traffic, whether it's Internet, email, phone calls, and the government's got servers in there that they can log into remotely and run all of their taps and traces and so forth.
That's correct.
So there's no oversight there. Now, if we talk about network neutrality and how the phone companies would actually implement this, they do two things. They put a box in at the neighborhood where you have like a 1 gig or a 10 gig line coming out, and it would do what's called traffic shaping and rate shaping. Traffic shaping is where I pick out like BitTorrent traffic and I put it on a slower network, or I block online gaming, or I block, whatever. Rate
sure.
shaping is where I'm adjusting the actual speed, so I cap online gamers at, this many bytes per second.
Of course, your gamers can go elsewhere.
They can.
And
they
will.
Can.
They will go darn fast, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, now, the gamers are a pretty powerful group on the Internet.
Yeah, they'd be the last ones that you'd want to screw with.
Very true. Now, your REPI guy mentioned that the government was worried about having access to this spectrum that's being auctioned off, and that's been an objective of theirs, is to have priority on the telephone network, on the Internet, just across the board in communications. They want their traffic to go through above everybody else's just because they're the government.
The government wants that, okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would only be a matter of time before they get their own special configuration on these boxes that could filter, slow down, give priority to certain computers, certain traffic,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. Does that make sense?
Sure it does. It seems like you're arguing, the points you're making seem to say that the government's already tied in real tight with AT&T, so I'm wondering why you think the government's going to come to your rescue here and regulate
right,
AT&T.
Right.
Well, so I think today they can't do network neutrality simply because the computers don't have the horsepower to keep up with it. You're talking about a 10 or 100 gig stream of data. It takes a lot of horsepower to intercept it, process a bunch of logic on it, and then switch it and stream it back out.
Mm-hmm.
So the computers can't do it today, but I think if network neutrality were allowed to kind of propagate, it would only be a matter of time before somebody comes up with this technology to do it. And then it's only a matter of time before the government's able to filter and change the configuration at will. And what do you think they would do to websites like maybe Free Talk Live one day?
I don't know, but your scary story isn't enough to get me to support government regulation,
sir. Because it's scary stories about what could happen, so we need some government regulation that gets us into this mess in the first place, Sam.
The environment's a good example.
Isn't it a scary story that got us the TSA?
It is, yeah.
And once the government gets involved, then they dictate how things go, not anybody else. As much as you'd like your law to work, and I would like there to be something called, I mean, neutrality sounds really good. I'm not exactly sure about it. Obviously, I'm the least savvy of three dolts on this show as to what they're talking about. And you probably know more about this subject than we do. I just know that whenever you give the government power to regulate anything, they screw it up. Well, they don't screw it up. They do it what's best for them, but they still do it in a very inefficient manner, even for themselves.
Right. Okay. So you haven't done it, Sam. Sorry about that. Any other final thoughts?
So if I'm hearing you guys correctly, you're saying, yes, it's network neutrality is not something that you would support legislation for, but you think the telephone companies should be able to do what they want only because government would make a bigger mess and you're not so
government
much...
always ruins everything it touches. Now, look, I agree with you that the marketplace for the Internet is restricted, mm-hmm. and that's because of government meddling in the worlds of cable television and phone lines and that sort of thing. So while I agree with you that it is restricted and that's less than desirable, I certainly would rather let the marketplace operate as it is instead of have more government rules placed on top of it.
Right.
Thank you for the call, though. We really appreciate it.
I agree. I think any imbalance in the system that's come about already due to the FCC manipulation in favor of, say, AT&T or something like that is minuscule compared to the advantages of allowing the marketplace to flourish by not imposing net neutrality, by allowing different providers to give different levels of net coverage.
Right. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I understand the scary story, and that is that, well, the Internet providers, they want to make it so certain websites have to pay more to transfer their files over their lines. But and he just said that he didn't think the technology was quite there to allow for that sort of thing yet. And it seems to me that bandwidth has been getting more and more plentiful over time. So it's not like they're running out of bandwidth. These guys are constantly spending more and more dollars to upgrade their infrastructure to make it so
Absolutely.
They can transfer more speeds.
And they'll have even more incentive if they can provide better service for higher prices to premium payers, which is what the government does not want them to do, which
sure.
is why they want to impose net neutrality.
So let the marketplace play out how it's going to. Let Verizon and Comcast join together into an evil cartel to control our Internet access. That'll just make it so the power companies get on the game quicker and offer the power, the Internet over power lines that they've been promising for the longest time. Let's get a third provider in. Let's get Google with this wireless option that was mentioned last hour. Not even involving wires to your house. Just a little antenna on the top of your house. Internet access that way. I trust the marketplace far better than any bureaucratic regulators. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listeners, cleaner a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today. Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. And those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. In fact, we just posted a brand new torrent for the month of July. You can grab an entire year's worth of shows for free. freetalklive.com.
What happens after a year?
Well, it cycles out.
Okay.
I mean, the torrents are still out there. You could still get them, theoretically. They may still be available. So it's not like...
We're just not responsible for hosting them.
Right, I just don't host them. Even they're actually still on our server. I just don't link to them. That's all. So if you're smart, you can get them.
Really?
In fact, some of our listeners have created their own pages with the old torrents on them and just old downloadable archives. So if you look around the internet, you can find more than a year's worth of Free Talk Live. All it's right out there. And it's all free. So, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to talk to Daniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Daniel, hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on the Montebello Summit that's going on today with President Bush and the presidents of Canada and Mexico.
I don't know anything about it.
That's the one where they said that at the end of this, he's going to pledge millions and millions of dollars to Mexico to fight drugs.
He's going to pull it out of his own bank account?
Oh, that's right. He's going to pledge millions and millions of your dollars.
Oh.
Yeah, without Congress's approval.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I don't know how he's going to do that because treaties are supposed to be approved by the Senate, but hey, you never know what George Bush.
Oh,
wacky.
Yeah. Constitution's monstitution.
It's all leading to the North American Union, basically, is what it is.
Well, that's what people say. You know, a lot of people, they don't even have to be conspiratorialists now.
Well, it's in their own documents. I mean, it's not really a conspiracy anymore once they're admitting it publicly.
Yeah, they want to take on the EU, and they think that's the only way to do it, huh?
Well, what they want to do is centralize control and power and bureaucracy and
you know, make themselves all the more powerful over a larger land mass.
Yeah, how about we'll say this, whether they want to or not, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Any other calls?
One world government.
Ah,
yeah, it's an awful, so awful idea, and the only way to stop it is to get active and start spreading the message about freedom and liberty. And if people don't want to listen, then move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Yeah. Any other thoughts for us, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know what? There was a story we read, it wasn't too long ago on the show, about a couple young boys, 13-year-olds. I think actually one was 12 at the time. 12 and 13. Who were running down the hallways slapping girls on the bottom.
Ah, yes.
Remember that story? Yeah. Well, it turns out the judges dropped the case.
Okay.
Which is pretty nice. It's good news for those guys, you know, because...
It should have been handled in the school. Right. I mean, there shouldn't be any charges for running around and slapping people on the bottom, as inappropriate as it is. And apparently there was some... they weren't the only ones bottom slapping. There was
right?
girls bottom slapping and all kinds of people bottom slapping.
Well, the pressure's been building, according to the Associated Press, to drop the charges. Critics saying they'd blown the matter out of proportion and were overzealous. The four girls that were listed as victims by the prosecutors even joined in the call for the charges to be dropped. So, again, it's another one of those situations where the girls themselves weren't interested in pressing any charges. Just the prosecutors wanted to press the charges. And the boys were accused in the police reports of swatting girls on the bottom in the corridor, grabbing girls' breasts on at least two occasions, poking girls' breasts, and mimicking sexual intercourse while dancing.
Kids?
13 years old.
Okay.
I mean, it's inappropriate.
This wasn't going on at your school when you were 13, by the way.
I was
going
to say, geez.
It's certainly inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
But does it mean that they need to spend time in jail? No. I think maybe they should go and pick some trash up from the, you know, the schoolyard or something like that.
Yeah.
A little in-school detention, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And if they keep it up, then kick them out of the school. I mean, there are ways to handle this. And I bring that up just as a quick follow-up here. You know, the kids say that they apologize to the girls in the courtroom, saying they never intended to hurt them, blah, blah, blah. I bring that up because it stands in sharp contrast to what's happening in South Carolina. According to ABC News, ever since flyers declaring that 14-year-old Baron Brownlights was a dangerous sex offender... 14 years old, started to appear in his around his South Carolina neighborhood. He has stayed mostly inside his mother's house.
I would think.
The teen was convicted last year in juvenile court of aggravated sexual assault for abusing his 4-year-old cousin. He avoided jail time but was forced to register as a sex offender. His name, photograph, home address, and school are all posted online. As South Carolina's youngest publicly registered sex offender and one of the youngest people on a sex crimes website nationwide, Barron can't go to public pools and must stay away from children under the age of 9. Certain jobs are off limits. He and his mother have had trouble finding an apartment as a result, his mother told ABC News. She said it ruined his life.
Wow.
Barron also denies he ever inappropriately touched his cousin. He can apply to have his name... she says her son is innocent, by the way. He can apply to have his name removed from the website when he turns 18, so just, you know, wait 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Then you can apply to have your name removed. Now, of course, if a judge denies his request, he'll have to register on the registry for life. And as you know, with these sex offender registries, whenever somebody who's on that registry moves somewhere, they have to tell the cops where they're moving to, and, you know, the information goes out to the busybodies in the area, and they do their best to make that person's life a living hell. Whether or not they were actually guilty of the crime they committed, that's not an issue. Whatever the crime was, that apparently isn't much of an issue anyway. They just take it at face value.
And the judge is not motivated to do the to allow him to come off the registry, because imagine being the judge. If this kid is a deranged sex offender, just the chance that he might be, who knows, I don't know, nobody listening knows, if he goes out and does something after that, imagine being the judge who let him off the registry.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So you know,
as an incentive for them to be lenient with these guys,
right, as a bureaucrat, the only thing, his only incentive is to cover his butt.
Yeah, you know, these types of laws are so difficult to work in a government system rather than the private paradigm. You know, you've got pressures from parents who want to make sure that their kids are protected. You've got the justice system, which always wants to get convictions, but is trying to do the best for people who might be in a weird situation, 13, 14, 15 years old, and yet there are these pressures that if they let somebody off the hook, if they give somebody some easy treatment, somebody comes back to do something bad, well, they've got to really crack down. It's so difficult to work this stuff
out.
It
is. And the problem really comes in, because I'm all fine with ostracism. I think ostracism is a great way to handle people that have done something wrong in the marketplace.
Yeah.
But the problem here is that everybody takes the government's decision as, you know,
gold.
The golden word.
Like it actually happened.
Right, because there have been plenty of people that have been let out from jail decades later because DNA evidence has vindicated them.
Sure.
So there are a lot of people who are in the system that are totally innocent of the charges. The charges were brought by an overzealous prosecutor for whatever reason. He wants to pad his conviction record so he can run for mayor. And as a result, people's lives are ruined. In the marketplace justice system, if we actually had an economy, or rather a marketplace that where you could get justice from arbitrators that did business based on their reputation, based on the fact that they're convicting the right people, we're putting people... We're giving people convictions, but we know that they were the right ones, because if it comes back out that they convicted the wrong guy, they've got some serious mud on their face.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can throw all the mud you want at the Justice Department, and it just bounces right off because it doesn't matter. Nobody can choose to not use the government courts, whereas in a marketplace situation, if, Gardner, you get convicted for a sex offense and you go off to, you know, whatever the punishment is, and then it comes out later on that it absolutely wasn't the case, that somehow things got screwed up, and then that company is going to look awful. They're going to try to make it up to you, but that isn't necessarily going to remove the mud from their face. They're still going to have that black mark on their track record, which people are going to look at when they're trying to take their case somewhere, and they're going to say, well, that company that convicted Gardner Goldsmith or that guy of the sexual crime, it turned out they were wrong about that. So I think I'll use Mark's arbitration service instead, and you know, the business will shift elsewhere. The marketplace will handle bad arbitration decisions, whereas now there is no check and balance. There's nothing. You just have to hope and, hope that a new prosecutor will be elected who's not as much of a scumbag. And in the meantime, people like this 14-year-old, who, again, his mom says is completely innocent, and there's a little bit about his case here in a moment, we'll get to that, but people like him suffer under this awful system. It says here that one girl said they were afraid to talk to him. His mom said, what's going to happen when he applies for a job? It's a question states are going to have to grapple with in the coming years. Only a handful now require juvenile sex offenders to post their personal information online, and some allow teens to be taken off when they turn 18. But the Adam Walsh Act, which states must implement by 2009, requires teens as young as 14 who are convicted of certain serious sex crimes to register for life. So apparently there's some federal law that's coming down on all 50 states to make this coming to a state near you. We'll give you more information on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best-Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-505-4987. 1-800-505-4987. That's 1-800-505-4987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the website, we give away. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It doesn't matter if you're in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, or Germany. We've got links for people in all of those countries at amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in, lots of products, huge selection. If there's something you're looking to buy, they probably got it, and they might even sell you a used version of it as well. Anything you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of it if you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the insane sex offender laws that this country has. They just keep getting worse. They started with the worst of the worst crimes. You know, they started with the guys that are molesting children and that sort of thing. And
right,
they,
as far as the registries go.
The sex offender registries, right. You guys have to register now and you have to stay there for life. And then they expanded it out, and now anybody who's caught in the sex crime category, which includes peeing behind a tree, those guys are now listed on the sex offender registry.
Right.
And because the states had differing requirements, the federal government's getting involved, and now we're seeing the idea of registry spread. It's not just sex offenders anymore. Now Tennessee has a drug dealer registry.
Gun crime registries?
Is there that? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I saw that on the news not too long ago.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before they have, marijuana smoker registries. I mean, they're going to register everybody soon.
Which at some point they're going to register. Everyone's name is going to be available on the Internet for something, so, it won't be of any value at all.
And you know what I love? Just the very term gun crime. What do they mean by that? I heard Bill O'Reilly talking about that one time with some rapper who was going to Virginia Tech, and he was arguing that this rapper shouldn't be there because Virginia Tech had seen this gun incident where all these people were killed last year. And
Bill really hates rap, doesn't he?
Yeah, and this rapper was like, he has some songs where it seems like he's actually mocking the people who are very violent and stuff like that, and he's arguing with this guy who's sort of trying to stick up for the rappers. And he's like, Bill, why are you always down on the rappers? He's like, he has a criminal record. He has a gun crime on his background. What about that, huh? Huh? This is Bill O'Reilly.
What a
you're
jerk.
Like, what the heck do you mean by gun crime? What, you know, it's so amorphous. What do you mean gun
Can
crime?
Can mean anything. Same thing.
So,
sex crime.
He was caught in an airport with a gun. He was caught someplace where he shouldn't be with a gun.
Carrying a weapon without a license.
Someplace where they have unconstitutional gun laws that would have prevented him. That could be a gun crime. What do you mean? What the heck are you talking about, O'Reilly?
You know, these,
so stupid.
These so-called conservatives like Bill O'Reilly.
Well, he claims to be moderate, which does sort of, you know, get him off the hook on, because, you know, obviously if moderate's closer to liberal than conservative, according to, you know, the talk radio paradigm that's out there. I'm not exactly sure what it all is.
Who knows?
But, you know, of course, Bill's sort of closer to liberal than a conservative, so therefore he should be against guns. No one should have guns. Only the army and the police should have guns. Then we'll be safe.
Yeah. Well, this sort of mentality, this mentality by the conservative crowd out there that, you know, we need to just enforce these gun laws that we currently have on the books. We don't need any new laws, which I agree with that part. You certainly don't need more laws. But we need to enforce these laws. There are 20,000 laws on the books in the federal government, and they're not enforcing them now. If we just enforced these laws, we'd all be a lot safer.
Right.
What are you talking about? We'd all be a lot safer if we had true gun freedom and people could carry the whatever weapons they chose to carry.
Yeah.
Then we'd be safer.
You know, it's like I was mentioning to you guys off the air, I'm reading the book, the fifth book of F. Paul Wilson's series on Repairman Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Do like him.
Oh, awesome. F. Paul Wilson is awesome, everybody. Pick up his stuff. And Repairman Jack is a guy who has no last names, no social security number, doesn't pay taxes, and is a fixer of situations around New York. And so he has to keep his identity secret, hops around everywhere, and he's armed in New York City, which, of course,
Sweet.
Is not legal.
Right.
And so he's got this little Semmerling that he keeps on his ankle. It's a 45, carries 45 rounds, and it turns out there's a scene on a train car where he is forced to have to defend all these unarmed people on this train.
Right.
And he blows away the guy, and all the people are like, oh, thank you, and they're calling him the savior. And he turns on him and he goes, where the hell were you people? And because he doesn't want to have to do it because people will recognize his face. He doesn't want people to know who he is out in this public situation. He goes, what is wrong with you? All you ewes out there. And you see EWE is like, oh, man, he's calling them sheeple. Mm. And then later he does. And it's amazing how people become so complacent. All of a sudden, something terrible will happen on a train car or a subway thing or on a campus. I just read an article recently that says college students want to be able to carry firearms. And you don't hear about
at George Mason University. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear about this sort of thing in the mainstream media. Why
sure.
is it? You know, because they who dictate what the news is, they don't like guns. They're afraid of guns.
It's true. Most, I think, surveys have shown that the people that are in the newsrooms around America are just they're more of the liberal mentality for whatever that means, and they just don't. I mean, they're going to filter out the news that they don't like.
Wow, it's troubling.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. These gun crimes. What does a gun crime mean? There are 20,000 possible laws to break at the federal level. How the hell are you supposed to know what all those things are?
Yeah, yeah, and to get back to the point you guys were discussing with the sex crimes thing, one of the things that they've done is they've applied ex post facto. We're supposed to have no ex post facto law here.
Right.
They do it
absolutely
all the time.
Right. It is punishment that these people were not sentenced to.
Exactly.
So
right.
if I, you know, just... if the random person A, committed a sex crime in 1973, and then 30 years later is put on the sex offender registry, that's effectively punishment for something, and they have not been sentenced to that punishment.
Isn't that supposed to be illegal?
It is. It's completely unconstitutional. There shall be no posting of ex post facto law. That is a very strict provision of the United States Constitution.
I wonder if anyone has ever, any of these guys that have had that applied to them after the fact, I wonder if any of them have tried to take that to court.
I would be fascinated. They've done it here in New Hampshire, and they got an interesting twist in New Hampshire. What they're doing now in some cases is guys who are about to be released at the end of their sentences for sex crimes, they're keeping them in longer, trying to keep them there with psychiatric evaluations is what they've been doing with some of these guys. So instead of keeping them in jail, they move them to psychiatric hospitals where they're still detained. Now, you know, I'm all for trying to protect myself, my niece, mm-hmm. my neighbor's kids against predators. But, you know, it comes down to this. We have armaments in our home. and I am going to use them with deadly force if someone encroaches. That's the way it works. I'm not going to trust somebody who can't be there
right.
and will arrive a half hour later or 10 minutes later.
Not only that, not only do you have armaments, but also we have common sense. And we can teach our kids to not talk to strangers, to not get in the van, to not go help that man with who claims to have a puppy go look for his puppy. You know, you can teach your kids how to deal with these situations. If your kids are too young to handle those situations, what the hell are you doing letting them out in the playground by themselves?
Right. What are they running around all by themselves for?
This is more of a parental issue than anything else. And I think the most important point to make on this whole sex offender registry thing, and you can think the sex offender registry is the greatest idea, I don't care. But the problem with it is, the biggest problem, in my opinion, as far as its stated purpose, the stated purpose is to help people identify sex offenders so they can keep their kids safe, right?
Right.
Well, the fact is, the sex offender registry doesn't identify sex offenders who have not yet been caught. So what it does is it creates this sort of false sense of security that's sort of akin to the sense of security that we were talking about over the weekend about how people, they think right. that because...
As long as I keep the eye on this guy, I've got all the sex offenders
that's
down.
That's an excellent
right.
point.
Well, it was sort of the same sort of false sense of security the FDA gives people. Well, because the FDA exists, therefore this treatment must be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sex offender registry exists, therefore I don't see any offenders in my neighborhood, therefore
right.
it's a safe neighborhood. Are you kidding me? You could have 5 sex offenders living on your street, and you would never know it until it's too late. It gives parents sort of this, you know, feeling of, well, I'll just let my kids go out. I don't have any sex offenders in my neighborhood. Or just don't go by, you know, the house down the street. There's a weirdo that lives there. Okay, go run along, kids.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do anything to keep your kids safe. Only you can do that. Please don't count on the government for these sorts of things. 800-259-9231. Let's jump into the phones here. Steve in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. A couple things. First, a comment on Ron Paul, and then I'd like to just have a conversation with you briefly about what, if any, is a legitimate role of government in a society.
Oh, boy, that'll be a good conversation.
Yeah.
I love your show. This is an awesome show. I'm totally hooked on it. I'm really excited.
Thanks, Steve.
I saw Ron Paul speak in 1988 at Faneuil Hall in Boston, and it was unbelievable, an unbelievable experience. I saw him yesterday at a Republican picnic in New Hampshire. He was one of 4 Republican candidates speaking. Fox was there, Huckabee, and Tancredo. All 4 of them spoke. Light applause for the other 3. When Ron Paul got up, I thought the roof was going to come down. It was so loud. It was unbelievable.
Well, the fact
people
is,
people lining the roads. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that Americans, thankfully, are apparently still interested in this whole liberty concept. I know you wanted to get into a conversation, so hang on. We'll bring you back in hour number 3 for that, because I know it's going to be a little extended since we all disagree on this whole government thing. 800-259-9231. What should be the government's role in our lives? I say, zip. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.